Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
What's up, fellas? Welcome back to Commas Over Cold Brew with me, your host, Emma Abrahamson. Today we're talking to my old Oregon teammate, Cooper Tier, baby Cooper. Cooper is still at the University of Oregon. He was a freshman when I was a senior, and now he's absolutely crushing it. He recently ran a 13:17 5K, which is so fast. It's second all-time at Oregon, and he just has a great personality, honestly. You guys probably know him from Ben Crawford's YouTube videos, but I just wanted to get him on the podcast, you know, to get his point of view on life, on running, and much more. This episode was really, really funny, so I hope you guys enjoy it. Stay tuned. Also, I almost forgot to mention, this is the last episode of this season of Commas Over Cold Brew. Season 2 will start the first week of January, so it's only a couple weeks off, but I just wanted to end season 1 on a high note, you know. I mean, every episode has basically been a high note, but I appreciate all of you guys for listening to this first season, and yeah, just enjoy the last episode, and we'll see you back in January, too. This week's episode is brought to you by Green Chef. Green Chef is a USDA-certified organic company that makes eating well easy and affordable with plans to fit every kind of lifestyle. They let you choose from a wide array of easy-to-follow recipes, which is perfect for keto, paleo, plant-based diets, or even if you just want to eat healthier. Recipes are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions, chef tips, and photos to guide you along. What I love most about Green Chef is that they do the meal planning for you, grocery shopping, and most of the prep for you week after week. Recipes include some pre-chopped ingredients, pre-made sauces, dressings, and spices so you can get more flavor and less time, which is what I think I love the most, is just that I am someone that usually goes for the simple meals. Like, I don't like to go, you know, search for different spices to like spice up my meals or add extra toppings or anything, but with Green Chef, it's easy to eat well and discover new recipes every week that everyone will enjoy. Ingredients come pre-measured, perfectly portioned, and mostly prepped, which makes it a super quick process. And the meal, like, literally makes you feel like a chef because it tastes that good. Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh to offer a wider array of meal plans to choose from. There's something for everyone. I love switching between the brands for when my tastes change or when I want to eat a little bit differently from month to month. So if you guys are interested in Green Chef, go to greenchef.com/coldbrew80 and use code coldbrew80 to get $80 off, including free shipping. That's go to greenchef.com/coldbrew80 and use code coldbrew80 to get $80 off, including free shipping. Now let's get straight into the episode. Cooper Tier. Wow. I'm excited to have you on. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
To start out the episode, do you want to give a little rundown of who you are and what you're about?
Who I am, what I'm about. Name's Cooper Tier. I run for University of Oregon, Emma's alma mater. So some of you might know me from the Ben Crawford YouTube channel. Some of you might know me from starring on another podcast, the Running Things Considered podcast, where I like to say I smashed it. Just normal guy.
I like how you're introducing yourself as starring in Ben Crawford's YouTube videos. Not even as like one of the top NCAA runners. What your claim to fame is the star in YouTube.
I don't like to toot my own horn, so I toot Ben's horns instead.
Okay, I see how it is. Well, congratulations on your very good race, I will say. Was it this past weekend already?
Yeah.
Man. You ran, 13:17 in the 5K?
Yes.
Cooper, that literally makes me want to throw up. That's so fast.
It made me want to throw up too, don't worry.
So that's the Olympic standard? I didn't even know. I don't know men's times. It's not?
It's trial standard.
Oh,
what's the standard? 13:13.
Oh, you were so close. Why didn't you run faster?
I was in there and I forgot to run faster.
Oh my gosh, I hate when that happens.
But now I know too, and so I'll do that next time.
How was the race? Was that your first race in a long time?
Yeah, we've been doing like time trials and stuff at Hayward, but just like empty, some music on. So that was like my first actual race. Shout out to Sound Running for putting that on, because it was crazy. We didn't like know where it was going to be until the day before. And then they told us not to show up to the meet until like basically an hour before your race. And what did we do? We went there for our pre-race and got kicked out. And then we went to Carter Christmas High School, did our pre-race there, and then got kicked out of there too. So we're pretty much banned from most Southern California high schools at this point. But yeah, it was super fun. Lots of really good competition. And I was just happy I could be there. I will toot Cole Hawker's horn too. He's only 19. He ran the week, 2 weeks before, he ran like an unofficial American Junior 3K record.
What was that time?
7:44 for 3K. And like the official one is like 7:49. So he smashed it. So it was fun. Got to see a bunch of people. Lots of fans out there. So yeah, it was a good time.
What did he run he was in a different heat, but what did he end up running? It was like 13:30 something?
13:32. He got second. He basically won, because I don't want to like bash on Centro, but Centro kind of snaked him.
Yeah, he
just
did.
Just let him happen.
Centro had to win, especially because he was wearing a t-shirt. He had to win.
You can't wear a t-shirt and not win.
Yeah,
He did look pretty good. I'll tell him. I'll give him that.
Yeah, the Olympic champion did look pretty good down the home stretch running. when he runs like a 12:50, whatever.
Oh yeah, he's fast.
Yeah. So that's number two all time at Oregon.
Yeah, I don't know if it counts because I wasn't wearing an Oregon singlet, but yeah.
Well, you passed Ed. That's pretty impressive.
That's the craziest thing. I was looking at it and I was like, oh, that's, like, pretty good. And then I was like, okay, I passed Galen, Ed, like, Steve Prefontaine, like, a bunch of really pretty fast guys. So that was cool.
Are you saying that you're more iconic than Steve Prefontaine?
Nobody said that. But yes.
Completely putting words into your mouth. okay, well, on a different subject. So you're now a YouTube star, I would say. I'm pissed that you guys didn't start the channel when I was there so that we could have had, like, double YouTube channels on the team. So I'm a little pissed at Ben that he didn't start a couple years earlier, but
we didn't want to steal your spotlight. Like, you were doing your thing while you were there. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
We'll just let her have it. It's okay. Like, but no. So basically it's sort of got shut down.
What?
After we came back. Yeah. Well, okay. So.
Oh my gosh. Breaking news. Everyone's going to be so pissed after this episode. But,
No. It's coming back. But it sort of got shut down because we did it like all of the summer, and there was a bunch of just like, it was basically Oregon. It was basically an Oregon YouTube. It wasn't really Ben Crawford YouTube. So compliance wasn't the most happy about it, just because like, and that's fair, because like, you know, it's a very historic program, and they didn't necessarily just want random Ben Crawford being like the image of Oregon track and field. So And he was also like making some money off
of
it.
Yeah, I was wondering how that was working out.
I wasn't even getting a cut of it, which is crazy.
Sad.
But that would be an NCAA violation, and yeah. I love the NCAA, and I would never do that. So yeah, it sort of got shut down, and, you know, he didn't have a lot to make videos about. But then this past weekend, he made, like, 2 videos. So maybe they'll come back. Who knows?
I mean, this was a rough year to, like, branch out because obviously no meets were happening. So Ben could, like, film just general track and field. I feel like he would kill it.
Yeah. I think he will.
Yeah, I think he will too. He's starting his own media publication, I saw.
I will tell you, Ben is the most ambitious, one of the most ambitious people I've ever met. Will it end up ever happening? Maybe. Who knows? He has a lot of really good ideas and not a lot of time to make them happen. But
yeah, I was wondering because he's still in school too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know how you guys have time to do any of that.
I don't do any of it.
You just sort of like this.
Yeah, he just points the camera at me and I do whatever I was going to do anyway.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good deal.
How has life changed because of the YouTube channel for you?
Well, I don't know. Superstardom is like pretty crazy.
Superstardom.
Honestly, not much has changed. It is weird, like a lot of people at our school like know who I am. I feel like people always just know like the football players and stuff like that, and there's been multiple occasions where people have come up and they're like, oh my god. Well, the worst part is half the time they're like, oh my god, it's Ben Crawford. You're kidding me. There's no way you think I'm Ben Crawford. Literally half the people over like that I met over the summer thought I was Ben because he didn't show his face in
any
of the videos, and like, and I was usually like one of the main people on it. So they thought I was him and I was like, eh. And so, yeah, there has been a couple of times where people come up and like, oh, like I've seen your YouTube videos. I was funny. I actually met a girl in Ross. I was with my mom shopping for like something for my room and she had my mom take a picture of me and her.
Oh, cute.
That was like when I was like, oh, this is crazy.
A little Ross moment.
Yeah. That's, you know, dress for less. I think that's their, I don't know. But yeah, so like I've met a bunch of people on campus. There was one night I was like riding a skateboard at like midnight and some kid like rode up to me on his skateboard and he's like, hey, I know you from the YouTube videos. You want to go skate around? And I did. And it was super fun.
That's fun.
It was very random, but yeah. So like stuff like that. But other than that, life's pretty much the same.
Yeah, it's weird when you meet people outside of like the running world that watch your videos, like if you're in Ross per se. Or one time I met someone when I first moved to Atlanta, like right after I graduated, I walked into a Mod Pizza and the person was like, are you Emma Abrahamson? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I watch your YouTube channel. I'm like, this is so random.
The craziest thing that has happened to me yet was I was flying from Eugene to Seattle and then Seattle down to the meet last weekend. And I took a picture with a JV girls softball team in the airport in Seattle. I don't know how that even slipped my mind. It was crazy. Like two of the girls like watched the video somehow. And I was like, I have no idea why you guys play softball. I don't know why you're watching running videos, but yeah, two of them knew. And I took a picture with the whole team.
Running YouTube's kind of popping off. I feel like it's going mainstream now.
I know. That's like wild. Ben's whole vision for it. He's like, we're going to make it big. I was like, I don't think so, but maybe.
I mean, it's grown a lot even just from when I started. So Ben's helping it. I mean,
that's true.
Ben and you and everyone else that stars in the videos.
Yeah. People like us somehow. I don't know why.
I think Jess is just funny. And obviously the Oregon sells it a lot.
Yeah. We get a bit of cut from that.
Of course, use the Oregon clickbait. And I guess running 13:17 helps too, if you're a good runner.
Yeah, some guy, I went to like a store in San Francisco, and I was wearing, and I was with our new Swiss transfer guy, and he was, and the security guard was like, oh, I saw something on like WorldStar about your guys' gear. That's crazy. Do you guys actually get all that stuff? Because I think Riker posted a TikTok about it, and a bunch of
I remember seeing that.
A bunch of accounts posted it, and this guy was like, "Oh, like I saw your guys' gear. That's crazy. Like that's so cool." It's like so random. We're getting cut from the randomest ways, but I like it. I'll take it.
Yeah, that's social media for you. What do the coaches think of it?
It's funny because our coach, Ben Thomas, he's very laid back. He is not into the social medias or anything like that. He's a very traditional guy. And I remember like right when we got back from Montana, which were like the last videos we made on the YouTube channel, he's like, maybe you just focus on running for a bit. Maybe no more of the social medias. And I was like, you know what? I can do that.
Marisa had the same attitude, and I'm sure Andy did too, about social media. It's like, let's just focus on the running task at hand.
I actually saw Marisa at the meet, and it was like the good old days. Yeah. I missed her.
Okay, the next topic I kind of wanted to talk about was how was like changing coaches?
Ooh, that was a very, actually a lot of people have asked me about this, and it was hard. It was, so first of all, I had no clue that the Pals were leaving at all. So
I don't think anyone had any idea.
That's fair. So when I found out, I had just come back from USA Junior Championships. I just qualified for World Juniors. And so I was like super excited. We're going to Finland to run World Juniors against, like, I ended up racing like Jacob Ingebrigtsen like twice and a bunch of other crazy people. And I remember talking to Andy before the meet, and I was like, yeah, so like if I qualify, are you going to go? He's like, yeah, I'm planning on going. Like, it's going to be awesome. Just go out there and qualify. And I did. And after the races, we kind of just hung out. And I remember the next day we got on a flight back from Indiana. And I remember we landed in Eugene. I like turned on my phone and I had like 10 different DMs from people just sending me the same post. And I was like, what is this? And so my best friend Gavin, he texted me. He's like, yo, what do you think about like everything that's going on? I was like, what are you talking about? And apparently like someone was supposed to tell me, but nobody did. Like while we were there, and I just look at Twitter and I was like, well, our coaches are leaving.
That's awkward.
It was so horrible. And I was just like, well, I had no clue about any of this. Like I was expecting to go to Europe with my coach in a week and a half. And now I don't have a coach. And like, we had no clue who the new one was going to be. So, and I remember thinking, I was like, do I go to Washington?
Yeah.
Or like, but then, so I thought about it and I was like, all right, I've been here for 1 year. I had a really good first year, but like, it's not like I did anything remarkable. Like I had some really good races and ran some pretty fast times, but like it was 1 year. I didn't really have, like, I really liked Andy and, but I was like, well, what if this new coach is better? Like I can always try it for a year. And then if I don't like it, I have a reason to transfer. Like it's not like they won't let me. So I decided to stick it out, and I think it's one of the best decisions I've made. Our first cross, we didn't necessarily have like the team performance we wanted to. And honestly, that was like one of my worst cross races ever at Nationals that year. But it was like right from there, it snapped and everyone ran insane indoors. Like I think the biggest show of like the coaching change was Messler. When he went from 4:07 to randomly breaking 4 indoors.
I remember that. And I was like, oh my gosh, what? I was just so taken aback. Like I remember seeing that on social media and just being so shocked, like not to discredit anything like Messler, like what Messler was doing before that. Yeah. But I just never like, I don't know. I didn't think Messler like sub-4 and then it happened. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. It was like the craziest thing. And I was like, so excited, and I was like, wow, that really shows, like that was like the beginning of Messler's breakout, because he's ran some crazy times after that also. And and I was like, okay, so like I made the right decision and all of these guys did too, and I think it's like starting to pay off. And I mean, from there, like it's only gone uphill. Like, pretty much, I don't see myself getting, like, I didn't really see myself getting to this point, like, this quickly, at least. And now it's my third year with Ben and the new coaching staff, and it's been awesome. I have, like, you know, I've never even thought about, like, really wanting to leave because of the coaches or anything. You know, because Ben's awesome, and he really knows how to, you know, get us in the right. Like, I think Cole is a great example. It's only his second year, and he's already, you know, top caliber in the NCAA and running American Junior record times. So, yeah, I mean, it was definitely a hard decision. Like, you never really know, like, if you're making the right decision. But I think now I know that, like, I did make the right decision.
Yeah. How have you had such a good progression over, like, the years? Like, I feel like you've just gotten better and better every year. I'm like, how do you have no plateaus at all?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, after running some of the times, like, last year, I was like, wow, there's, like, I got to be slowing down now. And, like, when I ran.
Love that mindset right there. Oh, I got it. This is my peak. I'm done.
This has got to be it. Yeah, I ran like 7:46 in the 3K indoors, and I was like, wow, like, that's insane. Like, I don't even know how I'd ever even run faster. And then just, like, in a time trial, me and Cole ran 7:44 and 7:45. Like, and then, yeah, I PR'd by, like, almost by 15 seconds in the 5K this past weekend. Like, I didn't think that was really coming. Like, obviously, I had some expectations, but I think it's going to be, as much as, like, it's awesome to keep, like, every year getting better, I think the year I do start to, you know, get closer to that ceiling, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Just because I have, like, every year since, like, since eighth grade, I've gotten, like, significantly faster every year. And it's, like, it's awesome. It's super fun. And this is, like, the time where, like, you definitely, it, like, makes you really interested. And, like, I've found a real passion for it just because, like, I do keep getting better and there's not really been that much of a plateau. But I just got to be ready for that because it's bound to come. I'm not going to be like 50 running 11 minutes in the 5K just because I keep getting better every year.
Well, not with that attitude, you're not. Come on.
Maybe I will. Actually, I take that back. I definitely will be doing that.
Yeah. Have an open mind. Come on.
That's fair.
Big shout out of the sponsor of today's episode, which is Care Of. Care Of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan that helps you feel your best today and supports you long term. Care Of's in-depth 5-minute online quiz asks you questions about your diet, lifestyle, and health concerns to help you address your specific wellness goals. The online quiz is like getting a one-on-one consultation with a nutritionist, all without leaving your house. All of the products are formulated with good-for-you, clean ingredients that are backed by science. I absolutely love Care Of. It makes it super easy to take my vitamins, especially when I'm on the go. Like last month when I was in Flagstaff for altitude camp, I just brought my box of Care Of vitamins with me, and the individually wrapped packets make it super easy to help you take your vitamins every single day. It's getting dark really early here in Portland. Like, I'm talking literally at 3:45 p.m. The sun is starting to go down. And we're all heading indoors to escape the cold, so it's the perfect time to add some extra vitamins that will help you take care of your physical health while you also take time to focus on your well-being. So if you guys are interested in Care Of, you can get 50% off your first Care Of order. Just go to takecareof.com and enter code COLDBREW50. That's to get 50% off your first Care Of order. Go to takecareof.com and enter code COLDBREW50. Now let's get back into the episode. How did you like choose to go to Oregon when you were coming out of high school?
So I remember one of the top reasons was rejection. My sophomore year, I had run like not very many great times, but I had like one or two like pretty decent times for a sophomore. I remember I emailed Andy and I was like, hey, like, look at this. I ran this time and like, I'm fast. You should recruit me. And he said, email me when you're a junior. And so I did. And I got faster, like, and I emailed him after cross and I didn't hear back. And I was like, well, this sucks. And I was talking, like, I had emailed some other schools and heard back and I was like pretty excited about it. And then I remember I do have to give credit to my man, Austin Tamagno, because he is kind of the reason that I even got to go to Oregon in the first place. Because I remember at the trials in 2016, I texted him because I sort of knew him from just like different places. And I was like, is there any way you could like just tell Andy about me, just like mention my name, just maybe tell him to look at the email I sent him, like, please. And I remember, and he was like, yeah, I got you. And I was like, yeah, he's probably
Austin, the wingman.
Austin, he did me a solid. And then I remember I was talking to a couple coaches, and then I was actually like hanging out at the Eugene skate park with one of my friends that came up. He was like one of my friends from high school, and he was into skateboarding. I was just like sitting there, and my phone rang, and I was like, why is this a Eugene number? Like, who is calling me? And I pick it up, and he's like, hey, is this Cooper? I was like, yeah. Like, who is this? He's like, oh, it's Andy Powell. I was like, I gotta go. And so I like ran back to our house, and I talked to him, and the next day I met him, I met him in his office, and we talked a bit, then went on an official with my best friend, Reed Brown.
Baby Reed.
And I just remember like talking to him, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to Oregon. And I was like, all right, thank God I'm not the only one. And I was like, I was definitely like planning on going there. And bada bing, bada boom, Oregon it was. And it's been freaking awesome.
There you are. Wow. How is Baby Reed doing? I haven't talked to him forever.
That's crazy. Baby Reed is doing amazing. Well, yeah, pretty good. He's doing good. We're getting through it.
He was supposed to race in the race, wasn't he? At the track meet? I like saw his name. I was sitting around with all my future roommates, and I was like, oh, Reed is going to win. And everyone's like, what? I was like, Reed is going to win. And then he wasn't even there. Pissed.
So we had talked about it, like, 3 weeks before the race, and I was like, Reed, you got to come down and like at least watch. He's like, I might as well just come down and pace, because he had like he ran a pretty good 2 mile time trial, our first time trial, and then he had like a pretty decent pacing job, and we did like a 4K. He's like, yeah, I'll pace, and I guess they like got him in. I didn't really know anything about it. I figured either Reed like didn't get it together, or he did, and then he just told someone that he wasn't going to go because he had kind of a bad 3K time trial like a week and a half before the race. And he's like, I'm not going to go. And I was like, oh, okay. He probably just like told him, or like it never was planned. Yeah. And then I get to the meet, and Cole and Charlie are like, Reed's not coming, is he? Cause like the meet director was like frantic looking for Reed. Like, where is he? Cause they needed him to pace. Like they expected him to be there pacing one of the heats.
Ooh.
And then they were just like, yeah, he's not coming. And I was like, yeah, he's definitely not going. So that's like, I don't know. That's just a testament to Reed. It's very indicative of his personality, but like it's in the best way possible. Reed does what Reed does, and he doesn't change that for like anyone. And that's what I respect the most about him.
Shout out Reed. I need to hit him up. I need to talk to him. I haven't seen him in forever.
You should have him on. I love Reed. Reed's the best.
I just remember when I was like vlogging at Oregon, the comments I would get, more Reed and Cooper, more Reed and Cooper. So I'm sure like when the YouTube channel came out with Ben and all of you guys, I'm sure you like you filled the market with what it needed and what everyone was asking me to do, but I couldn't provide enough.
I know. I remember me and Reed like watched one of the first ones, one of your first videos from like our freshman year when we were in it for like 2 seconds, and we looked at the comments. We're like, "Yo, they want to see more of us. That's crazy! Like, we got to be entertaining." And then we're like never on again, which is
shut up. I was only there for a couple more months. It's so funny though, because my like, I mean, I'm not good with cameras, so like my quality compared to Ben's quality, very different. Ben is like a photographer. Like that's how I knew him as, is like Ben the photographer.
Yep.
Meets suit, whatever. So like he's good with cameras. My content was just so bad. I was like, how is anyone watching this? But I still think that every day now. Times have really changed.
No, you're doing good.
Thank you. Okay, I also want to talk about Hayward Field. I haven't been inside since it's been done, but all I'm saying, Cooper, is that I'm really jealous of you guys.
You should be.
Do you want to give some like perks of what the new Hayward Field, which is the University of Oregon track stadium? They like built this huge brand new stadium. Do you want to give some of your favorite parts of it?
Yes, I will. It's pretty awesome. It's annoying because with all the COVID stuff, we're not really allowed to utilize everything that it has to offer. Like, we can't use, like, we can't go in our locker rooms.
Oh,
which is like the worst. I know. I was so excited because we were finally going to have like new locker room. You remember the old locker rooms?
Oh yeah, I do.
They were ancient. And so we finally have like new locker rooms that are insane. And like, you know how like every school has, they always have like those laundry loops where they do like your, where they wash your athletic clothes. Like, we finally get to use those.
We didn't have those in our locker room at Oregon, our old one. That was like, I think the thing I missed the most. Cause I went to Vanderbilt before I went to Oregon and we had laundry. So it's like you would, so you would finish running and you would like, the people would take away your little like loop thing in your locker and your laundry would be done like the next day or like even a couple hours later. And we didn't have that at Oregon and it was so sad.
I know. I literally like don't wear anything beside, like I would throw my jeans and stuff on there.
Yeah, everyone just threw their clothes on there.
So like that's, it's sad, but hopefully it's coming soon. So I got to go, one of the coolest things was I got to go on like an official tour with Galen Rupp. His first time seeing it. And it was kind of my first time seeing everything also. So we got to go to the top of the tower, which is insane. And we got to go in like, one of the coolest parts is the museum.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's basically like a bunch of different rooms with just Oregon history. And it's crazy. I'm sure it'll be open for like the trials and any big meet that Hayward hosts. But it's so cool. And that's definitely like one of the really cool parts. We finally have like, you remember our tiny little training room? It's like five times the size now. We have Alter G's, a bunch of different like training stuff, really nice locker rooms, really nice weight room. Basically anything you can think of, like Snack Shack. Like they have it all. It's actually unreal. And we've been doing our time trials and just in an empty stadium with, we have music on, which is nice. It helps. And then like some of our friends would go stand outside the gate and like try to watch. But yeah, just even running in, it's so big and you know, even running in an empty stadium is so insane. And I just like, I can't imagine how it's going to be running at something like NCAAs or trials when it's like sold out. It's going to be insane. Just like the atmosphere there it's so cool.
It's so funny, honestly. Like it's such a cool stadium, but it's so funny to just look at it from compared to the rest of the Oregon campus. Like it just sticks out. It's like this huge, massive stadium and then the old Oregon buildings. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's funny. I've been trying to like, I want to try to get my like friends in to see it. Like I live with Gavin and we just got a new dog.
What? You guys got a dog?
We did get a dog.
Oh,
his name is Bishop. He's a king.
Oh my goodness.
And so I've been telling like Megan, our new director of like operations and stuff. I show her pictures all the time. I'm like, it'd be really good if we could get Bishop in here. I think he would really have a great time. And she's like, yeah, we got to make that happen. I was like, well, he only comes with my friend Gavin because it's technically his dog. And so he'd need to be the handler. So I'm working on getting some people in. So I'll put you on the short list.
Yeah, put me on the list.
We'll see what we can do for you.
Okay, thank you. I'm sure there will be a lot of DMs too of people asking to be on that list as well. So get ready for that.
Yeah.
We'll create a long list just from the podcast.
Yeah, I'll need a compelling argument of why you should be on the list, but
I don't even think I have a compelling argument to get into Hayward Field right now. Can I just be like, hey, remember me? I was on the team back in the day.
Who are you again?
Yeah, wait, who? I don't remember your name. Well, you're getting kind of old now. How does that feel? You're getting up in age. How much more eligibility do you have?
So I have one more cross, two more outdoor, and one more indoor.
Okay.
So I still have, like, I'll finish out this year and do probably winter cross if that happens. And then I'll do outdoor, and then I'll have cross, indoor, and outdoor for my fifth year, which would be cool. But yeah, it feels weird. I remember, like, when I first got to campus, I was like, I'm literally going to be here forever. Like, it's like my freshman year. It's going to take forever. Like, I kind of want to be like done with college because classes are hard and stuff. And now I'm like a senior. I'm like, I can't leave. I have nothing planned for the rest of my life. I got to figure
That's what college is in a nutshell. Yeah.
Me and Reed are just like plotting on how long it's appropriate to stay in college.
Hey, you see some like 26 year olds running Oh, is he 26?
I think he's 25 maybe.
Does he still have Oregon eligibility?
He's 25 in January.
He still has NCAA eligibility.
He said, I'm pretty sure he's coming back in January for
what?
James is the fastest guy who's ever run in the NCAA to never make an NCAA outdoors.
What?
James
I thought he made it last year.
I'm pretty sure James has run 3:34 and he hasn't made it out of regionals. I don't want to
come on, James, you got it.
That's my favorite. Like, that's one of the reasons I'm coming back. I want to see what he'll do at regionals this year. Because that's a 3:37 guy. He didn't make it out of the first round. He got DQ'd as a 3:36 guy. And now he's a 3:34 guy. So maybe he'll make it to, like, the finals this time.
I believe in him.
I believe in him, too. I love James.
So what does the season even look like? Winter cross country? I don't understand that. And then what happens to indoors? And then where's outdoors?
Well, okay. So how I see it, there's no chance. I don't think there's any chance that indoors happens just because, like, we had a meet outdoors and they didn't let anyone inside. Like, they didn't let anyone in the facility. Like, I don't see how – maybe if there's, like, a vaccine or something, like, because they're coming out with that. So hopefully if that gets distributed, maybe. But I'm pretty sure what they would do is they would let – they probably wouldn't let coaches in. If it's somewhere like indoors, it's such a confined space. They'll probably only let the people racing in and maybe like the officials. And so that would just suck. I don't think anyone would ever want to run that.
Yeah.
So, and cross, what's good is you don't lose eligibility for winter cross if you race it. So
that's fun.
There's no reason not to run it. So that's probably what we're going to end up doing. But honestly, I have no clue how everything's going to work. It's going to be weird.
Has the schedule come out yet for cross country?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't really looked at it. I think we have it's like based on regionals or no, it's based on like your conference. So you gotta score points against like conference teams and then at your conference finals do well and then you get to go to nationals, which is still in Oklahoma, I think. So
it's gonna be freezing.
I'm gonna cry. I don't like the cold, and it's going to be disgusting in
you'll
March.
Survive. I feel like you'll survive. You'll figure it out.
I hope so.
I believe in you.
It would be sad if I didn't survive.
That is true. That's morbid.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you're going to graduate from college. Are you looking to run professionally?
Yes, that's the one thing I have going for me right now. Okay. So I'm going to ride that wave as long as I can. Yeah, that's the plan. I honestly, I have no clue. Like, you can't really figure that stuff out until like you're pretty close to graduating.
Yeah.
But as of now, yeah, I think there's no reason I wouldn't want to. It would just be exactly what I'm doing now, but without having school. So that sounds pretty awesome. But yeah, I have no clue what I would do. There's so many options now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't need to think about it yet.
Yeah. People have, like, I get DMs all the time, like, oh, where are you going to run? And I was like, I don't know.
I'm
not going to tell you.
I have some listener questions, and people are very curious if you were going to go pro, like, right now. Probably just because you ran 13, 17, but.
Yeah. Someone put, there was, like, a post that someone made, and it was, like, breaking, Cooper Tier goes pro and signs with And1, being coached by Nick Simmons. I was like, how did they figure that out? Who told them this information?
That was top secret.
People actually thought it was real. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Wait, what was the brand?
And1.
And1?
Like, they're like basketball shoes you buy at Walmart.
Oh.
Yeah.
No wonder I haven't heard of them. I was like, is that like an inside joke? I don't understand.
No, I have the first deal with them. It's an insane, insane. It's going to be big.
Hey, I don't know. Like, people are coming out of the woodworks. You got the new Puma group. Did you hear about that?
I know. I did. Yeah. Shout out Taylor Warner. She's going to kill it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's people signing with everyone.
Yeah, so maybe you will be coached by Nick Simmons in the future.
Well, maybe.
Okay, well, what other, like, what are your long-term goals with running? Or like, I don't know, in your own life?
Well, so, on the short list, you just graduate, do good in classes.
Okay, that's important. Stay in school. That's important.
I do pride myself on being a pretty good student. I want to get my name on the JAQUA floor, which you have to be like a something student athlete type thing. So that's a shortlist thing.
Wait, what are you studying?
So I'm a business and journalism major. I'm doing double major.
Whoa, studious Cooper alert. Okay.
And then, so I'm doing that. And so that's cool. It's like business, or it's like journalism advertising. So hopefully I would like to run pro, and then hopefully whatever like company I sign with, hopefully turn that, you know, build a good relationship and then turn that into a job after, with hopefully something like product design or advertising or something in that arena. But yeah, in terms of running, run fast,
keep, man,
don't plateau.
Okay.
I think this year is going to be a pretty big year, because like first Olympic trials, it's pretty cool to like have that like kind of secured now. So like that'll be a really good opportunity to just like learn and race really good guys. And then I think it's not unrealistic to want to make the world champs team in 2022, because it'll be at Hayward too. So like I'm hoping maybe some people let me like slow down a bit so I can just make it. So
yeah, I heard that people do that for like the home.
Yeah, for the home team. So I think gonna work on talking to some people about that, and secure my spot pretty early.
Start talking now to them. They'll probably allow it.
Yeah, if I cry enough, maybe they'll feel bad for me or something. I don't know. But yeah, just keep running fast and having fun with it. Cause like, I very much enjoy it right now, and it's like really fun. So hopefully just like keep that energy and, keep hanging out with fun people that make me a better person. So I don't know. It's hard to like think of times and stuff. So it's just like about having a good time with it.
Yeah, it seems like you have a good head on your shoulders for, like, how good you are. I feel like you're very normal, which kind of freaks me out. I'm like, what? How do you do that?
I try to be. There are a lot of kind of weird, fast people, aren't there?
Yeah. So I feel like it's just the nature of the sport. I don't know. But yeah, then you get the select few.
You're not wrong. But, yeah, that means a lot.
Why? Like, what keeps you normal? Like, how are you so normal?
I try to do other things besides running.
Obviously hobbies.
I don't really do, I honestly don't have that many other hobbies, but we just like try to do normal things. You can't really do anything right now, but
yeah,
I try to do normal things that just like take my mind off running, because like running kind of has to be like a priority, but you can also do other stuff, I guess.
You can have a personality other than running.
Yeah, it's hard though.
Yeah, it is.
But not really.
Not for you.
Not for me. Yeah, I guess just have fun with other stuff. Running is so stressful sometimes. Like if you focus on it too much, it can suck. Like, did you see the Alexi Pappas thing?
I have to watch it. It's been all over my Instagram, but I haven't taken the time to watch it. Did you watch it?
Yeah, it was really good. She's very artistic. It's funny. She actually used to, so she is from Alameda, where I'm from.
Really?
Yeah, she ran at like our rival high school, Bishop O'Dowd. It's actually funny. Gavin's parents are like middle school teachers, and they were her teachers in middle school.
Wow.
I know a girl who lives like three blocks away from me, and Alexi was her babysitter when she was growing up. Like, crazy.
The world is so small.
Tiny. And yeah, so like That's pretty cool. And I've met her a couple times. I've actually like just been out running around like the little island I live on, and she's just like out there. And so I've like talked to her a couple times, and she's super cool, and she definitely knows what she's talking about.
I need to get her on the podcast. I think she'd be a good guest. You do. Yeah. How long is it? Is it like a...
It's not like super long. There's like an article that goes with it too, I think.
Okay. I'll do that right after this podcast, actually. So.
You should. She would be a very interesting person. I think your audience would love her because she's very... She's very unique.
Yeah. She has a good personality.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, to close out the episode, I have some listener questions for you that were submitted on Instagram. So first one, how do you get a runner boy to like you?
Oh, that's a good question. Wow.
Come on. You're friends with a lot of runner guys. You should know the answer.
I am. And all of them are single. So...
Okay, but what do they like?
What do they like? It depends. If you buy them new running stuff, that shouldn't be... No, that's not...
Gifts.
So I would label a lot of runner boys as simps. And that's very... Like, you can't say that's not what they are, because that definitely is. So I don't know. Just be, like, nice to them. I feel like if you show any interest in them, like... Especially if it's like a high school runner kid, like if a girl shows any interest in you, you're just like, oh my God, I love her.
Okay, that's there you go. So like, just talk to them.
Make the first move.
Yeah, I feel like they could be a little shy.
Yeah, that's my advice. Make the first move. And, okay. And I bet you it works out.
You heard it here first. Okay. What is it like being fast? Like one of the top runners in the country?
It's interesting. It's really cool. You get a lot of cool opportunities, like coming on this awesome podcast.
This is the number one opportunity you get for being fast.
This is the biggest perk you could possibly get for being fast. It's really cool. You get a lot of opportunities, but it's also a lot of pressure. It's kind of hard to deal with it. I try to just not put that pressure on myself, but you can definitely get caught up in it. Pretty easily. So, it's really fun. And I mean, it's really nice to show that your hard work pays off. And you get to meet a lot of really cool people. So I'd say those are some of the biggest perks. It's fun.
Good answer. What would you say to your younger self, like your high school self? Like what advice would you give?
I would not tell my younger self very much, honestly. I think it's fun to figure stuff out on your own. Like, I think it's so funny because in high school, I used to sit right here at this desk and after school, like every day. And I would like always tell my mom I was doing homework, and I would just go live on Instagram and like talk. I was like doing vlogs and stuff and like YouTube and Instagram Q&As like all the time. I was always so bored, and I always forget about it. And Carter Chrisman reminded me of it. He was like, yeah, I used to watch them all the time and I forgot I did them. And just like random stuff like that. Like just have fun. It's like so many people take it way too seriously. So I would just remind my younger self to enjoy it. Like it's not fun when you put so much pressure on yourself and you're just like, very only like goal and time oriented. Like you have to have other stuff that you do. So
yeah, that's a good answer. I would agree with that. Like looking back at myself in high school, though, I was like the generation before you. I feel like I just had so much fun with it. It's like when you don't put pressure on yourself, it's just a lot more exciting.
Yeah. There's like, there's no limit to like what you can do.
Yeah. Especially when you're younger, it's like, why would you need, I feel like I even put too much pressure on myself in high school. It's like, why was I so worried about how I did at my league meet, you know?
That's so true.
Yeah. Okay. How does it feel to be the second best YouTube star from UO behind Emma, of course?
It feels good. I think I'm hot on her heels. We're definitely, honestly, I remember when I first started watching your YouTube channel, like it was basically just because like I was in one of the thing. Of I had course. No clue who you were coming into college.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Fair enough. And I was like, oh, like, that's super cool. Like, that'd be fun to do. But I was like, it would just be so much work.
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot of work. I don't know how I did it back when I was in college. I was like, did I not have school? Like, I don't know how I just remember being in the airport, like being on my computer, like walking through the terminal, like with my video uploading. I was like, what was I doing?
Yeah. You were grinding.
How did Marisa let me do that?
I don't understand. I get the best of both worlds because I get like the perks of being a YouTube person and I don't have to do any of the work.
Yeah, where was Ben? Why didn't Ben help me with my videos? Yeah. I'm pissed. I'm hitting up Ben after this. Just an argument.
Ooh, we should set up like a YouTuber like fight between you two. That'd be sweet.
That would actually be pretty fun. I think I could take Ben.
I think you could whoop Ben.
Yeah, me too. Ben's a simp, so I feel like I could.
Yep, as this majority of the community is. So, yeah.
Like how we got onto this topic, me fighting Ben in a ring. Yeah,
it's going to happen.
Okay, sounds good. Ben, if you're listening, post up. Okay, the last question that we'll end the episode on is, do you have a favorite quote or motto that you live by?
No.
You're looking around your room.
I was like, okay, what do I have?
Posters,
anything. No, I actually, I was just reading the Shoe Dog, Bill Knight's Shoe Dog book.
Yeah.
And there was one, he was talking about like achieving your goals and your dreams and stuff. And there's one part where he just talks about like, if you want to, you can get to like a certain level, but if you want to get past that level, you have to like forget about like everything. Like you can't try to be thinking of stuff. You have to like forget everything. And I think I'm pretty sure he's just like, you have to like forget your limits to like achieve your goals and stuff like that. So I don't know, something like that, maybe.
No, that makes sense. That's so true. Like you just have to kind of, you have to forget about the limits that you set on yourself.
Yeah.
Cause that could be the cap if you keep it.
Exactly. I don't really like write down quotes or anything.
Yeah. Really. You don't really like the type of like journaling guy, like the,
no, my mom's always like, you got to do like a vision board of like what you want. And she always does one. She's like, are you doing it? I'm like, yeah, definitely doing it for sure.
Yeah, that's what you're looking around for in your room right now, your vision board that you didn't make.
Oh, yeah, it's right there. What I do, like I like to use a Timex watch. And so I have this like tiny little blue one for like 5-year-olds from Target that I got for $11. And I wrote all the times that I wanted to run on there. And so like every time I'm doing like a workout or anything and I'm like looking at my splits and stuff, I see like the times that I want to run. So that's like the only thing in that arena that I like sort of do.
So that's your little trick.
That. Yeah. Also, I want to talk to you about Mr. The King, Frank Ocean.
So
you have been posting a lot of, you're a big Frank Ocean gal.
I am.
Big Frank Ocean guy. Shout out to Carter Chrisman.
A bigger Frank Ocean guy than Carter is. He listened to like 130 days in a row of like music. That's what his Spotify total was. It was like, how? Yes.
No, I'm convinced there's no possible way that anyone listens. He must be the top Frank Ocean streamer in the world.
I would agree.
There's no, like, you have not seen him in full on Frank Ocean mode, but he's insane. So I would like to get a couple takes from you on Frank Ocean.
Okay. So, I'm a big fan of his music, but I only started listening to him like this year.
No, that's okay.
Okay, I'm nervous. Okay. I don't like being interviewed on my own podcast, Cooper.
Yeah, see, the tables have turned. Welcome to the Cooper Tier podcast. Question one, what album do you like better, Channel Orange or Blonde?
Blonde, for sure.
Okay, and what is your favorite song on Blonde?
White Ferrari, is that on Blonde?
Wow.
Is it not? It is on Blonde. Okay, yeah, see?
Okay, fair enough. That's a good song.
White Ferrari literally makes me cry every time. Not really, yeah. But it like just like, I don't know, it hits different.
But yeah, it does. No, I agree.
Ivy's pretty good though too.
Ivy was my top song of the year.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I was like, I approve.
The amount of people that replied to that story and were like, who hurt you? Like, what, are you okay? Is something wrong with you after seeing like my top artists or like my top songs?
Same.
I was like, I'm okay.
I don't understand like the stigma about that. Like, why is listening to Frank Ocean mean that you're not okay? I saw something on TikTok. It was like, if Frank Ocean was in your top five, then you can't like ever give mental health advice.
I'm gonna send you this meme that I saw the other day.
Okay.
After this, but yeah, no, like, to be fair, if I were ever very sad, that is the first thing I would listen to get more sad.
That makes sense. White Ferrari would be bumping right away for me. So.
Yes. Yeah. So that makes a lot of sense. I just wanted to comment. You have very good music taste.
Thank you.
It's funny. Do you know Mandy Perkins?
Yeah.
She's one of my women crush. Like.
Okay. You and everyone else. Get in line, Cooper. I'll put in a good word.
I know. And yeah, I'm not the only. Like, basically everyone on our team is like, Mandy Perkins, love you.
Wow, that's the same with my friend group, so.
Well, your friend group actually probably knows her.
Yeah,
which is,
I know. She actually hangs out with us. That's why it's funny.
Yeah, sad.
like I said, though, I could put in a good word, though. I'm literally going to tell her.
Literally, please do. Because she posted this meme about the song 505 by the Arctic Monkeys, which is, like, my favorite song right now.
Okay.
And I went in like full sim mode. I was like, wow, that's crazy. Like, that's my favorite. That's my favorite song right now. And like, she posted.
That's crazy, Mandy.
I swiped up and I was like, I got to reply. I got to get in the DMs. And she replied to me and I was like, let's go.
Get out of here.
No, we bonded over that. So I think that's like a pretty good stepping stone.
Okay.
On the way to, you know, maybe something more formal. Maybe I take it. Who knows?
Okay. But, sounds good. I'll be waiting on the day that she tells me about that.
All right. Well, I'll be waiting.
Cooper Tier took me to dinner.
I hope she likes McDonald's.
Well, that was a great ending to this episode. Yeah. Mandy's probably listening to this now and being like, okay.
She must be.
Yeah, probably.
I'd be well, hopefully she made it to the end.
Probably not.
Probably. I doubt it. But if you're here, I love you. That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people follow you at? I mean, you have a big social media presence now, but I'm sure everyone probably already follows you, but where should they check you out?
Check me out on Instagram at Cooper Tier. I would say Twitter, but I don't really tweet much. I just like look at other people's stuff. So you probably wouldn't follow me there. Check out the Ben Crawford YouTube channel. Always maybe new videos coming soon. Maybe not. Who knows?
Always maybe new videos.
Maybe I'll start making some TikToks. Probably not.
Okay.
What else do people follow people on?
I don't know. That's about it.
That's about it. Yeah, I have no other plugs, unfortunately.
That's cool.
I really thought I would, but that's it. Thanks for having me on. This was fun.
Awesome. To close out the episode, can we get a peace out, fellas?
Peace out, fellas. Thanks for tuning in. Go get some coffee or something. I don't know what your thing is, but
Cooper doesn't drink coffee.
Coffee's icky.
Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode of Commas Over Cold Brew. I hope you enjoyed it. Always fun talking to Cooper. He's hilarious and he just has a great personality behind his super fast running. So I hope you guys learned a little bit or just got a laugh out of this episode. Thank you to Jesse S. for supporting the podcast. I give one of my supporters a shout out in each episode. So if you'd like to support, it's super easy just through the Anchor platform. The link is in the show notes. If you want a free way to support, it means so, so, so much to me if you rate and review on Apple Podcasts. I love reading through you guys' reviews, and it just really helps me grow the podcast organically. I really appreciate all the feedback that you guys have given me. So if you want to submit listener questions for some of the episodes or just be up to date on the newest podcast episodes and guests, follow Combos Over Cold Brew Pod on Instagram. And thank you guys so much for listening. Happy holidays, and I will talk to you guys next year. Peace out, fellas.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.